This week I want to discuss some of the halachot associated with non-Jewish wine. There's a concept, or there's a prohibition against having yayin nesech. Yayin nesech is wine which has been poured for purposes of avodah zarah, purposes of idolatry, and one is not allowed to get benefit from it or drink it, and those prohibitions are d'oraita from the Torah. However, there's also something known as stam yinam, which the Rambam in Hilchot Machalot Asurot defines as wine. We don't know whether it was poured for avodah zarah purposes or not. That's prohibited midrabanan. That's in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, and also in Masechet Avodah Zarah, indicates that the prohibition against stam yinam is because of benotehem, it's because of a concern of intermarriage. So there are a number of opinions in the Rishonim about how to square this sugya. That's one opinion is that even because of the prohibition against intermarriage, there's a parallel prohibition corresponding to the yayin nesech prohibition, so it's prohibited midrabanan, both to get benefit from such wine and also to drink it. There's another opinion that because of the gezeirah of benotehem, that perhaps we're concerned about intermarriage, there's a prohibition against drinking the wine, and then there's an additional prohibition against getting any benefit from the wine. That's because of a concern of perhaps this wine was used for avodah zarah. That's, and the third opinion is that it's actually the other way round, that because of a concern that maybe this wine was used for avodah zarah, but we don't know, so it's not allowed to drink it. And then the prohibition against hana'ah, the prohibition against benefiting from it, was added because of benotehem, because of a concern of intermarriage. So nowadays, there is no real concern that this wine might have been poured for avodah zarah purposes. So if that's one of our concerns, then that's not really relevant. That's, it might be true in certain places that the wine, you could be concerned about such a thing, but the wine that you buy in Tesco certainly hasn't been offered up for idolatrous purposes. So the Rama in Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Hilchot Yayin Nesech, Simreish Samach Gimel, that says that there are those to say that in this case the prohibition is only against drinking the wine and not against benefiting from it. And then there's a machloket in the poskim as to whether or not that leniency is lechatchila or only b'diavad. That's the case of Hefsed. And the Rama says it's appropriate to be strict, and therefore that's to say that you certainly can't drink wine which has been touched by a regular non-Jew, that, and you can't even get hana from it in the first instance, but b'diavad, you are allowed to get hana. So what sort of case would that apply to? So almost every year I get this question at in December time, that somebody's been given by a client or a customer or somebody at work a bottle of non-kosher wine, that they know they can't drink it. Are they allowed to give it away to somebody else? So the answer to that is very definitely they can, because they didn't go out and buy it, so they've just got it, and now it would be a hefsed that if they got if they just had to pour it down the drain. That's in actual fact, they would even be allowed to sell it. You want to sell it on eBay, then you could sell it, because you didn't go out and buy it, and therefore it's just ended up in your possession, and you are allowed to get benefit from it. A point discussed by many of the Achronim is that there are certain circumstances where even if a Jew has touched wine, that you're not allowed to get benefit from it, or you're certainly not allowed to drink it. That's particularly in the case of a mumah lechalal Shabbat, a person who that isn't concerned about observing Shabbat and habitually and continuously desecrates Shabbat. So the classical poskim say that in this case you're not allowed to drink the wine that they come into contact with, and this is very often a challenge around the Shabbat table or a simcha table, etc., etc. That, and the caterers are all very strict that the wine waiters, that's if the wine's not mavushal, we discussed bishul on another occasion, but if the wine's not mavushal, then the wine waiters have to be shomrei Shabbat. But Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva where he discusses this question, and he says there are certain grounds for leniency. There's the famous view of the Chazon Ish that nowadays we say about most people who break Shabbat, that they're Tinok Shenishba, their Jewish education wasn't such that they really appreciate the gravity of breaking Shabbat. There's also a consideration that of the Binyan Tzion, that a Jew who also makes Kiddush, that even though they didn't observe Shabbat, but they say Mekadesh HaShabbat, it shows that they don't deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of the world. That's a further consideration is that some say that you're not really regarded as a Mechalel Shabbat if you'd be embarrassed to break Shabbat in front of somebody important. If you saw the chief rabbi, that you'd be embarrassed to get into your car in front of him. And another opinion is that you're not regarded as a Mechalel Shabbat Farhesia for the or Mumal of Halel Shabbat if you haven't broken Shabbat in the presence of 10 Jews, which makes it public. So even though l'chatchila we don't really rely on those views, but certainly in extenuating circumstances, there are reasons and grounds to be lenient. Ad kan.